Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken to empowerment, and the brilliance is in the basics. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, my word. You know, this is Conscious Solutions for Tumultuous Times, and we are in such tumultuous times right now. You know, I know a lot of us do ask, you know, what am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? What do I need to do to make changes? What are my solutions to create my ideal life? But we are in a time that we really do need to awaken consciousness. We do need inspiration. We do need to awaken to timeless truths and go from this transition to transformation. It is truly time to have our collective souls set free. And it's time for a paradigm shift. Time to be fearless. And it's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. So it's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, we're going to talk about some things today. And first of all, I would like to extend my extreme condolences to the folks in Manchester with that horrific terror attack, a bombing. And it was young children, it was young girls. And, you know, it is tumultuous times. And you don't want to be fearful. They actually raise the terror level, threat level, and it's perpetrating fear. I do believe in awareness and awakening. But, you know, we are so much better than this, aren't we? Aren't we as a humanity better than destroying other people just because they don't believe the same way you do? Why? Why take the lives of 22 innocent people? I really don't know. When it goes back to where I'm very deeply thinking, what type of vibrational energy are we putting out there? And we've talked about how thoughts are things. Earl Nightingale said, we are what we think about most of the time. How low thinking can someone be? How low of a vibration can someone be to perpetrate such destruction and hate on another living creature, let alone be a human being? I mean, I was driving today. I went to Whole Foods. It really is whole paycheck. Oh, my word. It's a little tiny bag. It was $86. My husband's like, that's $86? I'm like, yeah. But anyway, I did get some collagen that I always put in my beverages, but that's not today's health point. I want to talk about vibration and what kind of vibrational energy are we creating as a culture, as a society, as a world, as humanity? And what kind of individual vibration could someone have that could destroy life in such a barbaric manner? I don't get that. And we are so much better than this. I mean, that totally is someone who is living on a low vibe level. We're called to love each other. We're called to be good to each other and help each other. And I'm telling you, most people are good. But when the bad are bad, it just hurts so much. of society. And I'm having a little trouble breathing today. My allergies are just wee. rain, mold, all that fun stuff out there. But I know it's kind of, don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, but I just got to wonder what type of neurological fortified patterns one can put in. See, that's the duality, though, of the law of attraction and the thoughts are things and the vibrational energy. Because if you're constantly focusing on hate because of an ideology, and you hate someone because they don't look at things the same way you do, eventually you act in a negative, major negative way. And if it was taken to the light side, if people would, instead of hurting each other, would focus on communicating and a vibration of love and, you know, neurological pathways, neurologically fortified pathways of excellence, that's really, you know, where it is. So, we need to live the enlightenment. And, you know, that's why we went ahead and we really focused on a lot of the essentials yesterday. I had a great thing from Napoleon Hill. But I think all of us can use a little bit of, you know, positive vibing right now. And let's play some background music. And let's go ahead and let's do some affirmations. Do some affirmations with me today, some I am affirmations, because hopefully that'll raise your own vibrational energy and raise, you know, the collective conscious vibrational energy too. So so let's start saying, you know, I'm optimistic. I am optimistic. I am grateful for health, and I'm grateful for love, and I'm grateful for the light and love that I feel. And their differences. I am optimistic. People are going to be good. People are going to be kind. And people are going to wake up to timeless truths. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. I am kind. I am a kind person. I project a state of kindness out into the world. I help. I'm grateful to be able to help others. I am kind. I am joyful. I am joyful. I spread joy. Feel that vibration. Take them through their day. Grateful. The joy of seeing a bird. Joy of hills. Joy of just hearing the wind blow through the leaves. I am joyful. And I am positive. Positivity, that's a great vibration. A positive vibe is a great thing. Humanity needs more positive, good, encouraging, enthusiastic vibe. I am transitioning to positivity, kindness, goodness. All of this is going to surge around me, surge in the world. The world is a beautiful place. I am positive. I am truthful. I am truthful, grateful to always be able to do this. Integral person, always in my path. I never take anything personal. goodness, abundance, joy, happiness. I am nurturing. I am grateful to be able to nurture humanity, nurture my children, nurture my pets, nurture my loved ones, my spouse, nurture myself. I am a powerful nurturer. I don't assume anything. I always do my best. I am nurturing. I am kind. I am positive. I am enthusiastic. I am light. I am abundant. I receive joy. I have a joyful heart. I spread joy to other people. I am a conduit for good and for light. And I share with others. I am nurturing. I am powerful. I am strong and I am powerful. I am powerful enough to always, always, always be impeccable with my word. I am powerful enough to never take anything personally. I am powerful enough never to assume anything. And I am powerful enough and empowered to always do my best. I am light. I am kindness. I am goodness. I am joy. I am strength. I am abundance. I am enough. I am nurturing. I am powerful. Okay. I hope some of these affirmations, you can play this again and keep playing them and keep putting them in your mind, because neurologically you will be fortifying these patterns, and the vibrational energy that you will project from these things, these meditations, these affirmations, will go out into the universe. And, you know, somebody that needs it may just pick up on it. And always be kind to people. Even if they're curmudgeon-y, always be kind. So hopefully this is kind of enlightening today. Hopefully it's serving you well. Okay, real quick, we're going to go over a little bit of Napoleon Hill's, because you can also do these affirmations with the 17 laws of success. So the first law, now this is something Napoleon Hill actually wrote way before Think and Grow Rich, but I guess Mr. Henry Ford didn't want him to go ahead and give some of these, you know, secrets away. I don't know. I've heard some things that some of the information that was projected out was not, you know, all of it. There's more secret teaching, but I don't know. I know that these timeless truths, especially if you start reading, you know, the ancient books, which we will be going through again here, but power. That's what this show is called. It's Awaken to Empowerment. Power. Power is about personal power. It's not about power over others or control over others. It's about being empowered. And our empowerment comes from our thoughts, our attitudes, our behaviors. And you could gain your power and get your power back by taking time to listen to empowering things every day, going ahead and hanging out with empowering people, and doing what you say you're going to do. Four agreements work so well with power, because there's power in being impeccable with your word. There's power in never taking anything personally. There's power in not assuming. There's power in always doing your best. Powerful principles, that's the kind of power you want. You want the kind of power to make you live an empowering life. And cooperation. There's nothing like cooperative effort and using it constructively and working with like-minded people to a like-minded end. And, you know, there is power in that, because the numbers are multiplied exponentially. So, you know, cooperation, being a cooperative individual, getting on board with individuals that are cooperative, that goes back to being coachable, too. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. You know, who are you listening to, and are you coachable? Are you willing to make the changes needed to really create your ideal life? So you got to be a cooperative, coachable person. Doesn't mean you have to be a pushover. Remember, you're empowered. You're powerful. And the mastermind. When you get a group of people together that are like-minded, especially in principles like this, and you're doing the right thing just for the right thing to do, and a bigger goal greater than you, amazing, miraculous things happen. We've done mastermind meetings here, oh my gosh, so many years now. And a lot of people have had their lives changed. A lot of things have happened. The mastermind concept is phenomenal. And, you go ahead and have harmony and purpose between, you know, a group of people. Two or more, we had about five. You don't want more than seven. So mastermind group, that's, you know, it's your board. Those are your peeps. That's your inner circle. And, you know, get with people that are good. Get with people that are empowering, that bring light to you, that don't stress you, that are impeccable with their word, that don't take things personally, that do not assume. Create good communication. Don't assume. And then also everyone doing their best. So many great things would happen. And then imagination. You know, it's amazing what your imagination can do. And sometimes you just need to sit back and chillax, and you can be so much more creative and abundant when you tap into that imagination. And especially if you're meditating on awesome things, if you're thinking good thoughts and you're putting good vibes in to the universe, you will create, you will innovate, and you will imagine wonderful things. Organized effort is the source of all power, and that is getting, you know, your goals in order and what you need to do to achieve those goals by putting your bullet points of the action steps that you need to take in their proper order, getting a mentor and a coach to help you walk through it. Find somebody who's done something that you want to do and mirror them. Mirror them. Work with them. And then, you know, how to analyze yourself. Self-introspection is good. Why do I do this behavior? Why am I not where I want to be? What are my frustrations? What are my triggers? What are my strongholds? What is holding me back? You know, how am I spending my time? Who am I hanging out with? You know, self-introspection and analyzation is always good. You should do it at least, you know, once every 3 months. If you're on some major transformation process where you're immersing yourself in these types of things, every day, every day, every day, look at what you're doing. What worked well? What can I do better? Where's my stronghold? What can I change? You know, it's little changes create transformation. So that's self-introspection. And look for the gold mines. There was a book, and oh my goodness, I forgot who wrote this book. It's called Anchors of Diamonds, and, you know, there's gold in everything if you know where to look for it. If you look for it, if you try and find it, and you can get some of those things, there's gold in everything. Look for the nugget of excellence, even in the tough times, even in the negative. You know, hey, you're running late for work, and you got stopped by a train. Oh, my gosh, guess what? You know, 2 miles ahead of you, there was a major accident. It's amazing sometimes when you're just living authentically and you are awakened to consciousness. And God will take care of you. The universe, God will take care of you. And, you know, there's plenty of ready capital for development of any practical idea. There's enough out there. You will be led to it. You won't be led to it right away because you need to tap into your innovation and your imagination. But once you start getting momentum, the vibrational energy in the universe will be going out there and things will start coming to you. You will be introduced to people you never thought. You will be getting things that, you know, things will happen that you're blindsided by, but it's all good because it's all moving you closer to your vibrational goals. And you know, some people antagonize and they fail. And why? 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 Well, because they can't think two positive thoughts in one sentence. Because they're so used to the habit, their programming, their neurologically fortified patterns, their strongholds are negative. They're very, you know, oh, nothing ever going to happen to me. Oh, my gosh, the weather's raining today. And in my hair, like, really? Can you focus on something good? It's raining. Look at how green the grass is. Look at how abundant the foliage looks. I mean, can you look at something positive? There's a little seed of excellence and greatness in everything. Chemistry of the mind. I mean, you know, when you go ahead and think positive thoughts, you are building up endorphins. It's a great thing about exercise. Endorphins are morphine-like substances. And those morphine-like substances make you happy. When you're thinking negative, and that's, I'm sorry if I faded away. I had to go walk to the other side of the room real quick. If you're thinking negative, your cells in your body are vibrating at a negative energy. You know, look at people that are always sick. Okay, aren't they always complaining? I mean, aren't they always feeding that sickness? And, I mean, disease comes from things like that. So, you know, watch your chemistry of your mind. It will make you or destroy you. Be empowered. You are light. You are good. You are kind. You do great things. And what is meant by the psychological moment in salesmanship? Well, I don't know what that means exactly, but what I will say, I've done sales, and I believe it's the connection between two people and finding out what motivates. So we're all motivated by different things. Some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by love. Some people are motivated by acknowledgement. Some people are motivated to be of service. We're all motivated by different things. So you've got to, like, tap in and find out what motivates people and be honest about it. Don't be a shyster. Nobody likes that. And when the mind becomes devitalized, how to recharge it? Well, I kind of think what we did today with the affirmations and the positive thoughts and understanding vibration, that helps to recharge. And there really is value in the meaning of harmony and cooperative effort. And understanding that value and nurturing that value and understanding that success is a matter of tactful negotiation with other people. Because win-win is always a win. So many people think win-lose. Oh, my God, that guy's rich. Really? That guy's rich, and how is it taking your money away from you? Really? It doesn't. You know, when you deal with people, think win-win. Think win-win. Always think of what's in it for the other guy. Because you already are motivated to do something. You already have your motivation. That's why you're out there in the first place. So always think win-win whenever you engage. And every human being possesses at least two distinct personalities, one destructive and one constructive. That's our duality of nature. It's what we choose to focus on and think about. Having a cocktail and being social and fun and enjoying it is not going to devastate you. Having many cocktails every day, hanging in your bedroom with a bottle and not working, our habits. Remember, our habits. I mean, all of these things. But once you get back to basics and you are impeccable with your word, and you don't take anything personally, don't assume anything, and you always do your best, you're not going to want to have some of these negative habits anymore, because you want to live a congruent life of what your thoughts and desires are. See, if your thoughts and desires don't line up with your behavior and actions, that's the negative and the destructive part of the duality. You want to be the constructive part. You want to lose weight. You want to eat healthy. You want to exercise. You want to get around people that are health-minded, okay? And two methods of gathering knowledge, the personal experience and by assimilating the knowledge gained through experience by others. That's why reading about the old school, Napoleon Hill, Earl Nightingale, Wallace D. Wattles, Joseph Murphy, there's so much good stuff out there. And that's why you've got to go ahead and stop watching the mainstream media news. You've got to start focusing on creating your ideal life. You need to go ahead and do those affirmations daily. Hang out with people that bring out the best in you and not the stress in you. And focus, I mean, I'm one who likes to do different things. But when you find something you're passionate about and you love it, focus on it, and the money will come. I mean, you know, it's okay to, you know, search and seek and, you know, do stuff. But really, when you start focusing on things, that's when the money comes. And then you start getting your mentors. And if anybody needs a mentor, you know, we can absolutely help you here. Remember what we talked about yesterday. Was it the 15 habits or some of the things, I think. I forgot what we talked about yesterday. They were habits. And our confidence is built through these habits. Remember, you're not supposed to engage in negative self-talk. You're supposed to do with affirmations. You're not supposed to care what other people think. Stop wasting your time on activities that don't bring you value, or you're watching Honey Boo Boo. Really? You can tell me everything and I do, you know, there are guilty pleasures, but if you're doing it night after night after week after month after year, is that really bringing out the best in you? And is that positive, good vibrational stuff? Seeking only shortcomings. Look for opportunities and growth and learning, you know, learning. I mean, I know when my kid used to do stuff, it's like, oh, you know what, I'm excited. We have a teachable moment here, you know. Filling your life with screens of stimulation rather than quiet introspection. We discussed that. Get inside your own head. Why do you have some of these behaviors? How can you do better? Stop reliving the past. Stop reliving the past. Anxiously anticipate the future. Bible says be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. See, once you're empowered and you're a light thinker, things will start happening to excellence for you. Focusing too much on the details and not reflecting enough on the big picture. Yeah, you can get caught up in the minutia, overthink stuff. Looking to external objects, people or things to alleviate internal wounds. Fix yourself. That new dress, that new pair of shoes, that alcohol drink, that joint is not going to fix you. Stop stressing over the small things that don't matter. Stop thinking about faults, regrets, failures. Practice gratitude. Hopefully, gratitude in the morning. Stop wasting time comparing yourself with others because you're all individuals. So today's show is going to be a half hour. We're almost at the end of it here. I truly hoped that this served you in some way. I am a little mellow today. Got some allergies. And just kind of been doing a lot of joyful, be affirmed, and let's sign off with a little peace of mind from Boston, because we believe in peace, love, and freedom. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. We'll catch you back here next time. Thank you for joining me today. I'm grateful for you. Again, peace, love, and freedom. Namaste.